I have had a lot of questions about a post that I recently shared. And the post basically said this: church, if you need to invite, you're missing the point. And I can totally understand why that raises a lot of questions. We have really been trained here in North America to invite. That's how people are going to hear about Jesus. That's how people are going to learn. That's how people are going to grow. But that is not what we actually find in Scripture. We actually find that Jesus, when he sent out the disciples, he sent them out. We also find that in Matthew 28, when we are told to make disciples, we are called to go and make disciples, right? There are so many other things throughout Scripture where we are told to go. In fact, the only time that Jesus uses the word come is when he's what he means is when he says come to me, right? He never uses the word come to say come to the church, come to this meeting, come to this event, right? And so we have to realize that that is really important for us to understand. But let's break this down a little bit. Let me explain a little bit by what I mean. So I'm going to be sharing on the screen here shortly just kind of a graphic to hopefully be able to explain this a little bit better to you. But basically, what we have done within the North American church is we see a world, and this world is hurting, this world is broken, and this world needs to hear about Jesus. So what we've done is said, well, if the world needs to hear about Jesus, what better place for them to hear about Jesus than inside the church? So we invite them into the church, right? We have these big events. We have incentives, right? All of these different things, invite, right? And so we invite them into the church, right? And then the church preaches on whatever they choose to preach on, right? But herein lies the problem. Here's a person coming into a church where either the preacher is preaching something very watered down, because really we can only teach to the lowest education level in the crowd. So they're either always teaching very basic, so the body of Christ isn't actually growing. The body of Christ isn't actually eating meat. They're just continually drinking milk. Or they are teaching meat. They are teaching these things that apply to Christians, and it has nothing to do with the life of a non-believer, which adds a lot of confusion. But even more than that, let's look at the structure of these traditional churches, right? Where the structure is founded on entertainment, because it has to be interesting for people to come. We need to have great worship services. We need to have all of these great things to attract people in, right? They're based on budgets, right? The bigger the budget, the more of these things we can do, right? It's based on programs. The more programs we have, the more people will want to come. And the wider and the broader audience we can reach. It's based on good preaching, because who wants to listen to a boring preacher? So we have to have a dynamic preacher, etc., etc. That's the foundation that this is built on. So within that body, within that, not really body, but within that, the congregation, within the services that take place, where we attempt to teach, say, hey, you need to go out and you need to go make disciples. But that's really not what we're teaching by what we're actually doing. What we're actually teaching is, hey, go out and invite everybody that you know that doesn't know Jesus, bringing them here so we can do all the work and as the pastor, right? And then so for the congregation, well, that becomes easy. Just invite people to church. There's no cost there, right? If they say yes, awesome. If they say no, oh big deal, right? And what ends up happening is this vicious cycle of going into the world, inviting them into the church, and discipleship never actually takes place, right? And the church doesn't actually grow in maturity. It doesn't actually grow in unity for several different reasons. And it just becomes this vicious cycle of go out into the world, find unbelievers, invite them into church, let them do all of the work. And that just keeps happening. So then the church ends up growing in numbers, but it doesn't actually end up growing in maturity, because the larger the church gets with uneducated believers or unmature believers, the less intense, or I guess the more basic the message needs to be and the more accepting it needs to be, right? So what we end up start doing is we start either not necessarily deleting scripture, but just not preaching on certain things, right? Because we want to attract these people, right? And so that's what we end up doing. But what we find in the New Testament is actually completely opposite of what we find in scripture. What we find in scripture is Jesus teaching the disciples that, hey, you need to go out and you need to go find people that don't know Jesus. Go preach the gospel, right? But before they even come together to learn more, the cost of following Jesus is shared. It's made very, very clear on what it's going to cost to follow Jesus. Jesus states several things throughout the New Testament, but one of the things that he says is, hey, if you're going to follow me, you know, foxes have dens, birds have nests. I don't have a rock to lay my head on, right? And then he preaches to what we would consider a megachurch today, right? There's like 5,000 people that come to hear him preach. And what does he choose to preach on? He chooses to preach on drinking his blood and eating his flesh. And he doesn't really explain himself. The scripture actually teaches that most of his followers actually stop following him that day. And he looks to his the other disciples. And he says, well, you guys going to leave me too? Because this is difficult. And this is before anything really starts getting deep. And so once those disciples say, well, where are we going to go? Like, where else are we going to go? You are the Messiah, right? Then a discipleship relationship starts happening on a much smaller scale, right? Where now the meat can be taught. And so you see these small scale groups forming and discipleship taking place at a smaller scale, right? You see house churches developing on a smaller scale, right? And then what you start seeing is people actually going out into the community, going out into the world, preaching the gospel, right? And that's how the church actually grew, by people going outside of the gathering, preaching the gospel, people coming to know Jesus, and then coming into the church because they're now part of the church. The important thing that we have to understand is that the word ecclesia used in scripture for the church literally means the called out ones to God, or the called out ones from the world to God. So literally by definition, the church is believers, right? So it doesn't make any sense for us to invite non-believers into something that they're not even part of. What we need to do as believers is we need to be living out our lives, A, in reflection of Christ, right? Now, that is not a works way of salvation. That's not what I'm teaching. But we are called to live our lives in a way that reflects Christ. But we are also called to go out and evangelize. And all that simply means is go out and share the good news. Tell other people about Jesus. Now, that can be done in a numerous amount of ways. It can be done in one-on-one. It can be done street evangelism. You can hold evangelism events, right? Where that's where you invite non-believers to come hear the gospel, right? But that is not a church service, right? That is something specifically targeted towards non-believers, where you are simply sharing the gospel message with the intent of leading people to Christ so they can be part of the body of Christ. And now they are brought into the local body, the local church, wherever that might be, whether it's in a house, whether it's in a larger building, whether it's in a park somewhere, right? There's so many different ways, depending on culture and dynamics and context, where the church can meet, right? And so I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty of where, how the church should meet, right? But it's important to understand that the church is Christians. And so there's no sense in inviting non-believers into the church. We are called to go out into the world, reflect Christ as best as we can, and preach the gospel or share the gospel, right, to those who do not know Jesus, lead them to Christ, and now they are welcomed into the local body where we can start teaching the meat. And that's where the pastor can actually start pastoring the flock. A pastor can't pastor if there's continually people coming into the flock that aren't part of the flock. It just doesn't make any sense. So I really hope this clarified some things. I only had 10 minutes to share this, so I really hope that this helps you understand a little bit more what I meant by, if you feel you need to invite, you're missing the point.